Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. This is Claudia Lee, the Ivy League homeschool mom, coming to you for a quick mid-October check-in. So I guess I should introduce myself. I've been a homeschool mom for over 20 years, for about 20 years. And my oldest is 20 years old, and we start homeschooling from the womb. So that counts. I graduated 3 daughters from my homeschool already. They're all in an Ivy League school. I'm an Ivy League graduate. My husband graduated from an Ivy League school and Ivy League law school. So I think we have enough credentials to call this the Ivy League Homeschool Mom Podcast. What I want to share is that this is probably not a podcast about how to get your kids into Ivy League, but it's more a podcast about preparing your kids as if they were going to go to an Ivy League school. And then once they get ready to graduate, they have that option. They have the option to do whatever they want with their life because they will be over-prepared. So that was my intention all along. I wanted my kids to start on my shoulders and then decide for themselves. And if they wanted to go to a community college or take up a trade, we were 100% on board for that. But I wanted to make sure that they had a solid education. And they did end up going to my alma mater, Cornell University. So that's where they are right now. And that's a little bit about us, who we are as a family. I'm starting all over with 2 little itty-bitty ones, and they are 6 and a half and almost 8, and they are in the 3rd grade in our homeschool. We homeschool all the way through, and so we've been at it for a little while now. Today's topic is mid-October, and I'm going back to trying to remember what this was like all those years when I just started homeschooling for the first time. And mid-October was usually, from year one, where I thought I had to quit. Mid-October is when I would feel like there was something wrong with my curriculum, and I'm starting to get very anxious, and we're a little bit behind in math, and what do we do to catch up? And maybe this curriculum style isn't for us. And oh my goodness. So in the past, we mostly have used Sunlight as our main core curriculum. We've done some My Father's World and some of the very difficult years where we had to travel a lot. We used the Robinson curriculum. But I remember doing a Sunlight core, I think it was core, back then they used to call it core 1-2, which is probably BC right now, and feeling like I am so behind. It's almost Halloween, and my kids are so freaking behind, and thinking, well, they're not going to go to public school, so I have to fix it now. I have to fix it. So I was using first year of American history, and I knew there was. So what I would do is I would order the Sunlight American History 1-2, because then if we just went to whatever week we were on and that one from the first curriculum, then we'd kind of be a whole year ahead and not half a quarter of a year behind. So it was just, that is what kind of mental mess I was. And I didn't learn. When we were doing Sunlight Year 3, I was freaking out. I thought we were so behind. And so I stayed up, as I always did, because I was so neurotic about these things, figuring out if they wanted to get to a certain core by the time they were seniors. What did I have to do to fix this now? Because it's mid-October, and I cannot fail these kids. So I remember putting away my core 3 and ordering 3-4. And it's just ridiculous. It's all so stupid. If I could go back, which I'm there now, I'm in 3rd grade. I'm teaching 3rd grade to 2 very little ones. I would just say to you moms, Don't throw out your curriculum. Don't start over. Don't buy another one. Don't switch to another company. Just read the next book. Just pick up on the page you're on, take a deep breath, and just read the next book. And your kids will be more than okay. They'll be fine. They'll have they'll be super, super educated, and they will thank you for it. They'll thank you for the peace. My girls were troopers. They went along with whatever I threw at them. I found his schedule the other day, which was probably written in a mid-October at 3 in the morning as I wrote my long list of 12-year plans for each girl. I found a cute little schedule where I had found these little online. I found little icons of a little girl washing dishes, a little girl playing piano, a little girl doing her math. And I think I got that from managers of their home. I actually bought all their books and managers of their homeschool. Oh, that was such a big mistake. So it came with these little icons that you could print on a table and make a schedule for your child's day. Well, when you're doing that at 3 in the morning, the schedule turns out to be, and it's a mid-October and you're psychotic, the schedule looks like, wake up, do your devotional, do your chores, have breakfast, clean up after breakfast, do your English with mom, language arts with mom, math with mom, history with mom, science with mom, take a break, have lunch, go do your chores, your after-lunch chores. And then go do your fun second math and do your fun language arts. And then do your fun handwriting. And then it's time for the enrichment. And go do your art and your knitting and your sewing. And that's why I was burned out in mid-October. I was a crazy woman. So don't be a crazy woman or man if you're a homeschool dad. It's mid-October. The leaves are turning. It's beautiful outside. Just take a chill pill. They will be okay. You are doing the best thing you could ever do for your children by educating them at home. Throw out that very evil schedule for managers of their homeschool. Set up a very chill daily routine. We're going to get up. We're going to have breakfast. We're going to talk. Talk to your kids. They're at home. Talk to your kids. Go for a walk maybe. And then, you know what? We have to do our math every day. We're going to read every day. Let's do a little bit of that language arts program. Let's read out loud from our history books, our science books, and, you know, pick a day of the week where you're going to do one of those projects, one art project or one science project, not all of the things. And chill out a little. Whatever you're doing at home is a lot more. It's private tutoring. Even the years that I was homeschooling all five children that I thought it was insane. Five children, one tutor. They're good. It's good. It's not the public school classes I went to, 35 to 40 children every year. It's not that. This is a luxury. Enjoy it. Enjoy the process. And mid-October is fabulous. Enjoy the fall. Read aloud a lot. If it doesn't fit into your school time, if you're very stressed out, then read at the park. Read while you're picking pine cones, or put a read aloud on your way to the pumpkin patch in the car, or just snuggle. But enjoy your time mid-October. If you are feeling like you are that crazy stressed out mom who wants to throw out all her curriculum, take a deep breath. Maybe don't do school for a week and then come back to it. Well, I guess this was our little test run, our bonus episode. I hope you liked it. If you did, email me so I can know I should do more of these. And if I don't hear from you, then I probably won't do any more because it's mid-October. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. Claudia, the Ivy League Homeschool Mom at ivyleaguehomeschoolmom@gmail.com. Peace.